Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
An Erios production.
Would I kill my own baby to save a village?
Would I go back in time and kill Hitler?
Would I take the promotion at work with strings attached?
Would I eat muffins for the rest of my life if it meant I didn't have to go to school?
Would I have Satan's child?
The Big Ones!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to
The Big Ones.
I'm Maria.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is The Big Ones. Each week, we discuss new ethical questions ranging from historical decisions, relationship problems, to brain-busting moral choices.
The questions can be complicated to discuss, but they're always fun to talk about because they force you to look deep, deep, deep within inside yourself. Will you like what you see?
Steve A.G.
I hope so. Maria, are you still reading that intro?
No, but I do go into like a part of my brain where I have to look off into the distance. Okay. It looks like I'm reading a teleprompter, right?
Yeah, it looked like you were focusing on a teleprompter.
She has...
Amanda was looking right down the barrel of her camera.
Like a newscaster.
No, I kind of look off into the distance like I'm doing like a soliloquy or something. No, it's down. I'll go to my grave saying that. You can write that on my grave.
I will.
Welcome to the big one.
Well, if you die before me, I will.
Or after.
Which probably won't happen.
He's just going to write it on in Sharpie.
Yeah, I know. He's going to graffiti it.
No, I'll go chisel it. I'll bring a hammer and a chisel.
That's sweet. Amanda, I just need to bring up, I really like your shirt. Where'd you get it?
Thank you. This is an old purchase when I was still shopping at Madewell.
And you're not shopping at Madewell anymore.
I'm trying to avoid fast fashion.
What's fast fashion?
It's...
They bring it out to your car for you?
No, that would be great.
Curbside service.
Fast fashion is anything essentially that uses sweatshops, you know, and Madewell's on the border. It's more fast fashion is more like Zara, Forever 21, the really cheap clothes. But I'm trying to shop. I'm really not shopping at all right now, but I'm trying to shop ethically. So like stuff that's made in
nice.
America or is, and it's always more expensive.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this is a kind of a painter's smock I got from Madewell.
I like it.
Thank you.
Isn't that nice, Steve? Don't you think that's
sharp? Yeah, it looks
sharp.
Cool. You can't even see the blood of the children who made it.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for being on. It's been a minute. And last time we talked, it was the beginning of this darn pandemic. And now we are, I don't want to say we're at the end of it, but it's been a whole year.
I know. How... things have changed. Now I'm just isolating in another country.
Oh my god.
Well, do you have any little dilemmas that you need help with that we could help you out with? We'd love to be a voice of reason.
I think I have one, although I already know the answer to this dilemma, but it's something that keeps surfacing. So I'm in Vancouver shooting a show right now, and I've been here for about 3.5 months. And the COVID numbers are a lot lower down here, but also the population is a lot lower. So per capita, I don't know how they're doing up here. I do know that for the past few months, the numbers have completely plateaued. They're not going down. Mm-hmm. They're not really going up, but there's no mask mandates outside. People walk around. I tend to not go out and hike on the weekends because that's when everybody goes out and nobody's wearing masks. And it's crazy. Indoors, everyone's really great. I don't go indoors, but if I'm walking and I look, every business has a mask mandate. You don't see videos of people in stores freaking out up here, but they do have open indoor seating up here. Mm. Like you can eat in restaurants. A lot of the tables are separated now and they have like plexiglass. But you know, it's British Columbia. So there's a lot of productions up here and I've had a few friends, I won't say names, but I've had a few friends who will text me. They see that I'm in town and they're like, "Hey man, I just got out of my 2-week quarantine. Let me know if you want to hang out. We can go get dinner or something." They have indoor dining. Like they're really excited. Like my friends are really excited that they have indoor dining here. I'm like, yeah, they have COVID too. So multiple people have been texting me going, "Hey, you want to go get dinner?"
Well, this is like, wild. No. This is wild to think about, to think that, okay, you just did a 2-week quarantine and then you want to go out into the world and do indoor dining.
Well, but if they've just truly quarantined, wouldn't they be relatively safe?
Not but from other people.
Yeah, but you're going into a restaurant.
Well, I'm just thinking I'm just looking after, I don't care about these other people. I'm only concerned with Steve's safety.
Well, no, they'd be safe. But what I'm saying is you go into a restaurant where then someone there could have COVID who hasn't been quarantining for 2 weeks because they just live in British Columbia.
I see what you're saying.
It's also really funny because, like, if I were to go to New Zealand, it's the same. I would have to quarantine for 2 weeks. But then I could go out and not wear a mask anywhere because they don't have COVID. They've right. shut it down. Partially because of these quarantines, but also people at the very beginning wore masks and socially distanced and just stayed home for like a month when it first started. And so they don't have it. So I understand the New Zealand government saying, if you're coming here, you're staying in a hotel for 2 weeks and you can't go out. Here, there's still fucking COVID everywhere. So they're really, I don't understand. Like, yeah, you come here, you quarantine for 2 weeks, and then you might get COVID when you go down the right. fucking elevator to your lobby. Like, you know, it's
well, and people, this is what's so frustrating about states lifting mandates, is that people take that as a signal of, okay, this is okay to do. And they stop thinking critically for themselves. You know, not yeah. everyone is as smart as you, Steve.
That's the first time that sentence has ever been uttered.
You got the COVID smarts, baby.
Yeah.
But it's too cold for outdoor dining, right? Is it just like freezing?
It's not bad up here. It's Saturday. We had the warmest day since I've been here. It was about 60 degrees. Oh. So it's like, you know, a light coat and you're fine, or a hoodie. And it's actually really awesome up here right now.
I'll tell you a little story, if I may. Could I tell you a little story? The other on Saturday,
you may.
You know, Craig and I just, I said, you know, there's outdoor dining at this restaurant near us. We should go to this outdoor dining place. I haven't been to a restaurant in over a year. Let's just do it. Let's do it. Let's get our fancy pants on and let's go outdoor dine. Okay. If there's a lot, and I said, if there's a lot of people out there, we'll get the hell out. We won't go.
Keep the car running.
We drove up and their outdoor dining seats were nowhere to be found. The patio had been stripped away of its outdoor dining seats. But inside, there was the people were partying hard. And they had their plexiglass up and people, you know, had their masks off. But we sat in the car in the parking lot and I said, you know what I'm going to do? Let's call them and let's just say, "Hey, do you have outdoor dining?" And maybe they'll go, "You know, we don't have it set up, but we'll put out a table out there for you guys.
We'll set out a bowl."
They said that.
So Craig called and he said, hey, you have outdoor dining? And the woman said, it's not set up and we can't put it out. So what happened was we got that meal to go. And we came back and we ate in the comfort of our own home.
As you've been doing.
What did you get? What kind of food was it?
It was like a Mexican. It was like a Yucatan. Oh, yeah. And they had tiki cocktails, which I haven't had in, a year. But we got the tiki cocktails to go.
That's fun. I mean, I wish they were doing outdoor dining, though. And this is, they've always had indoor dining where you are, right, Maria? Or is this new?
Yeah. I can't even imagine going inside a restaurant. I mean, just looking at it, I was literally going like I'm walking into a cesspool. There's no way you're getting me inside a restaurant.
I'm not comfortable with it. We've been doing patio dining and for the last couple of weeks, and it's been so amazing. But to be honest, now that they've lifted the mandate and stuff's opening inside, I'm upset because it makes the outdoor dining feel less safe too. Because now when I have to wander in to use the bathroom, I have to go through like all the people inside the restaurant, and it just feels
that's why you got to wear a diaper.
That's your solution for everything.
A diaper.
So, Steve, I get the feeling that you've already made up your mind that hell no are you going into a restaurant. By the way, you've been playing it so safe this whole time. Why, when we're months away from vaccines, would you choose this time to like throw caution to the wind?
That's the other thing I'm finding oddly is I'm getting more anxious towards the end because I don't want to get this shit and like get really sick like weeks before I can get a vaccine. I would be so annoyed. So like I'm having a lot more stress dreams. I'm sleeping worse because it's just right there. It's so close.
And what have you been telling your friends when they say, hey, let's go? Do you just go, I'm not,
I say no, I'm not going inside.
right.
I'm not going in a restaurant. Are you insane?
Yeah.
And do they accept that answer? Back off?
Yeah, totally. 100% of them have, yeah.
Maybe they looked inside themselves and they went, hey, maybe this maybe he's got something I should be listening to.
Yeah, the COVID smart.
I might have saved somebody's life.
A hero.
You are.
We don't all wear capes.
It is, it's tough because there is a fatigue and, it's, you do start thinking, well, people are getting the vaccine and things are opening up. That's what I was thinking when I was like, let's go sit outside. But I don't know. You do have to wonder what's going to happen when we do all have our vaccines and we do all start going out in public and someone coughs. I'm going to lose it.
You're going to hide under the table.
No, I'm going to look straight at them. I'm going to say, what is your problem, you bastard?
Do you think it's going to turn into the roaring 20s, like just like it did after the Spanish flu, and like people are going to go fucking batshit crazy and party and have a good time?
I kind of hope so, just because wouldn't that be fun? I mean, I don't know, like me personally, what I'll be participating in, but I could see maybe going out dancing.
Oh, no.
What an animal.
Put on your tap shoes.
I can't wait.
Having a few cocktails. You know I love to go.
23 skidoo.
You know I love to go to the Cicada Club, Maria. You and I love enjoy this. This is a 1930s throwback club in downtown LA. And I've notoriously had a few spills during the conga line.
The conga line.
There is a conga line.
And I, by the time.
The most mild of all dances.
By the time the conga line starts, I'm so drunk that I think normally I'm being dragged. My feet aren't even touching the ground. I think one time I knocked a table over.
And they still let you come back to the Cicada?
Because I'm in costume, because this is always
This is always for Halloween we normally go, so I'm in costume. They
have no idea who she is. They can't identify
Let's get a bunch of people to go to the cicada.
Oh my god, that would be so much fun.
We'd have so much fun. We should definitely do that. It's this beautiful Art Deco building, and they have a band, and they do these little themed nights throughout the year. I hope they didn't close down, because I'm sure they've been struggling, but it's cool.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, Steve, you know what time it is. It's that time of the show where you tell everyone to rate, review, and join our Patreon or else. Could you?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I still have to remind these fucking idiots to sign on to iTunes and like say, hey, I like this podcast. How long does it take? Not much longer than it took me to say, hey, I like this podcast. If you are listening to this podcast regularly and you haven't done that, you are a fucking insane person. You are the fucking worst. How many times have you heard a guest on this show going, hey, would it kill you to go say I appreciate this podcast that I listen to every fucking week? No, it wouldn't kill you to do that. It would kill you to go to a restaurant maybe and eat indoors, but not stay in the safety of your own house and listen to Maria and Amanda. And also fucking go to Patreon. Think of all the money you're saving not going to restaurants. You could have easily fucking like gone like all in on Patreon for like one meal. I mean, don't be a dickhead. Go on, pause this right now. Go and leave a comment. Not a bad one though. If don't do that.
Because there's still time, right? I mean, there's still time to redeem yourself. And that time is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if there's still air in your lungs, there is still time to go online and rate and review.
Thanks.
That's right.
You fucking idiot.
Be a hero. Wow. They don't all wear capes.
That's right. No. All right. Well,
sometimes they leave good comments.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it might get a little chilly in the big ones.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, we're back. And now I've started to wonder if this, do you guys remember the big one we did with Steve the last time we had him on?
I don't remember what it was.
I have no idea what it was.
We've done Little Mermaid. We've done Would I Save an Old Lady or a Monkey?
Oh, that's one of my favorite episodes. I talk about that all the time.
What is the last one we did with you?
I got to look it up because I have a feeling it's similar to the one we're going to do somehow, like in theme. Steve, let me just see if I can pull this up. This live in total isolation or have zero privacy?
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. So
I don't remember that at all.
There's similar themes.
Oh, it was because of the pandemic we did Would You Live in Total Isolation.
Okay, but this is a little different.
This is a little different, but similar theme. So it must be something subconsciously because Steve has been so isolated.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. I'm ready. Yeah, hit me.
You are a beautiful princess named Elsa who rules the kingdom of Arendelle. You have magical powers where you can manipulate the elements and produce snow and ice at will. These powers are a gift, but also a dangerous burden. When you were younger, you became careless with your gift and seriously injured your sister, Anna. Your parents make...
Why did you say it like that?
Because I accidentally had written your sister Elsa, and thank God I caught it. Your parents make you hide your powers under gloves and your true self from everyone. You feel trapped. Years later, your powers are exposed to the town and you escape to the mountains to live alone in an ice kingdom of your own making. You rip off your gloves and let it go, let it go. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Would you live in isolation if it meant being free, or stay close to your family and friends, but know you could never be your true self?
Is this from Frozen?
Yes, Steve.
I've never saw it. I've not seen most animated films.
We know.
For real, I haven't.
I know, because if you haven't seen Little Mermaid, there's no way in hell you've seen Frozen.
I still haven't seen it. You'd think that as soon as we did that episode,
you'd
I'd just go right on
to your local
iTunes
Box
and watch it.
I didn't think that.
I don't know anything about Frozen other than what I just learned in your intro just now.
Well, it's a sad story. It's a it's a tragic story about a woman.
Is she like a witch? Like an ice
that's
witch?
That's what people like you would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
You're one of the villagers.
But some might call her an ice queen. She was like an ice queen. She just had, I don't know how she got her powers. Do we ever look into how?
Yeah, I think people are going to be mad because I don't quite remember, but I think it was something with those little troll dolls they go to visit in the woods.
Oh,
Ouija board?
No, it wasn't a Ouija board.
Ouija board gone wrong.
But essentially, just imagine someone, she's got the Midas touch, but instead of gold, it's ice. So she can't always control it. So she might like touch you and you'd like turn to ice and die, you know, but it would be an accident. But if she can control it, then she can function, but it's dangerous.
Is that why do they put gloves on her so she can't? Yeah.
Yes.
And so what?
That doesn't sound so bad.
Well, right. But she's always hiding and she's always afraid. And then what happens is she banishes herself into the wilderness and creates her own ice kingdom where she can just kind of like be herself and thrive.
But she can't hang out with anybody in her ice kingdom.
She
right?
can accept visitors, but it's like really hard to access.
Sounds fucking horrible.
But she has these incredible powers. Well, have you seen the famous music video with what's her name? Idina Menzel.
Adele Dazeem.
What did John Travolta call her?
Adele Dazeem.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I haven't seen
should
that.
Should we just take a second, Bria? Do you think we should show Steve?
Yeah, I think Steve, just yeah. So you can get an idea, because this is important.
This is what happens when she finally gets to be her true self. You'll see, it's pretty incredible.
Did she do this video for the movie?
This is a scene from the movie we'll show you.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then I don't know if you saw my viral rendition of it. It's
no.
on my Instagram. I'll tag you after in it.
Okay, here we go. Share. Okay, can you guys see this?
Yeah, are you sharing your sound too?
Can you hear sound?
Well, you have to hit play.
Okay, so she's just run away from her home. She's finally, you'll see.
That's her. Steve, do you see her?
Yeah, she's dwarfed by this mountain.
Snow
she must be freezing.
Not a footprint to be seen.
Is it distracting if we sing?
No, go ahead.
Because it's a sing-along. You guys can't see it, but it's a sing-along with a little snowflake going across the words.
The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside.
Couldn't keep it in. Heaven knows I tried. You see her glove, Steve?
One. She's wearing one.
It might just be one glove, like a Michael Jackson type thing. Always have to be concealed. Don't feel. Don't let them know. Okay, here we go, Steve. She took it off.
Here she goes. Steve, look.
Let it go.
Do you see?
Yeah, but she's creating snow on a snowy mountain. It's already snowy. That's dumb as shit. Like, if she was making fire up on that mountain, that'd be badass.
Wait, you're going to feel stupid. Just wait. Uh-oh, look at this, Steve.
Ooh!
Not all heroes wear capes.
He's actually wearing a cape.
Makes everything seem small. And the fears and ones control me.
Why does she run like that?
What I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no
fuck it, who cares? It's dumb. I mean, a snow staircase.
She see, for the first time, she can smile. Look how she's smiling.
Let it go. He'll never see me cry.
She's making all this shit in a world where she's the only one who can see it. That is a drag.
She's building the ice castle.
Beautiful, isn't it? That's a beautiful color blue.
Now imagine this in high def.
Now what was that, Amanda, that she's her hair clip? Look! Woo! Look at that braid! Steve, watch this. Steve, look at this. Okay.
Oh, she is fucking delusional.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
Hello,
is that Kristen Bell?
That's... No, that was Idina Menzel.
Is Kristen Bell in this movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she plays the brunette sister with no powers.
So you saw, Steve, that she's living alone, but she's finally able to express herself.
But to nobody. Like, literally, like, she's making a world that's just, I don't know, man. That seems sad.
I get it. Listen, and I hear that off the bat, Steve is like, I'll keep the gloves on and live in the town. That's where you're at?
Why can't you do both, though? Like, hey, I'm going to take a road trip up to the mountains for the weekend and make some cool shit, and I'll be back.
That's an interesting thing that she, I don't think, ever thought of.
I think for her also, she's so kind of embarrassed by this power that the minute it got exposed and people kind of looked at her like a monster, she took off, you know, she thought, I got to get
nice
out of
monster,
here,
yeah.
You know, like.
Right.
But for me, I think I get it because she's, okay, so imagine this. Imagine what it might feel like. Say you're some alien, okay, who got remember that show Alf or whatever, where that monster, that alien, got adopted by the family?
Yeah, eats cats.
Yeah. Okay, so imagine you're
Alf, the show about a monster.
Imagine you're Alf and you always knew you were different, right? And then, like, how freeing would it feel to then go live off on the planet with all the other Alfs?
That would be great, but she's not going to a planet with other hers.
Maria, where are you?
It seems lonely. It seems great at first. Like, oh my God, yeah. I can do anything. But literally after like a month, it would get really lonely, I think.
Yeah, I mean, off the bat, look, it would be a full-on drag. A full-on drag to not only have to hide yourself, but also to be afraid of hurting people constantly.
Yeah.
And to know you'd already hurt someone accidentally, the guilt that would come with that. I mean, I bet it's a real load off for her to be alone.
Did she kill somebody?
No, but she hurt her sister.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah, and she would have died, I think, if they hadn't taken her into the woods to get those magic elves or whatever to help her. I don't remember.
Wait, so why don't those elves just hang out and heal people when she fucks
them
up? Yeah, I don't think that's what they're there for. I think it's like once in a lifetime they can help.
This is the thing. I think morally, if you truly think that you might hurt someone, you kind of do have to remove yourself from the situation. And so I do think like she's got the right idea and I get it. But yeah, would it be hard to do? Of course, because I don't want to leave my family.
Should we do a quick improv where maybe, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm a townsperson and Steve has the power and then Amanda, Steve just hurt you and I watched it all happen or something like that?
Okay, this is good. So Steve is Elsa and I'll be Anna. So I'm your little sister and you've maybe just hurt me on accident. And then Maria, you're an angry townsperson who...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I've just like touched your arm or something and it freezes you?
Yeah, maybe I went to like stick my finger in a cake and you go, stop it, and you touch me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had like a moment of anger.
That's just happened.
It's just happened. Yeah.
And it's at a bakery and I'm the baker.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh
my God. I'm so... Anna, I am so fucking sorry. I am so sorry. I should have been wearing my gloves.
Oh my gosh. Are you okay? Excuse me. Anna, hey, are you
buddy,
okay?
Stay out of this.
Well, this is my shop. I'll and this woman is thoroughly hurt.
You shouldn't make cakes so enticing that my dumb sister goes sticking her fingers in them.
It was my fault. Elsa's right.
No, look, it's not your fault. I shouldn't have grabbed you. I forget sometimes I have the... I want to say power, but it's really a curse.
What kind of curse do you have? Are you going to get mad at me? Are you going to turn me into ice? Oof!
Maybe, dickhead. Provoke me. Keep provoking me, asshole. See what happens.
Elsa, control yourself. You're not behaving like yourself. She's not normally like this.
Well, look, we've got a racist shop owner here in town.
Racist?
You're a freezist, you dumbass.
Hey, you put that finger down. Stop pointing at me. She's got a finger pointed
Elsa.
At me. She's going to kill me. She's going...
Oh, no!
Take that. How does your arm feel? How does hypothermia of the elbow feel, mister?
It doesn't feel good. I feel right. So cold.
Elsa, you need to go. They're gonna burn you alive if you don't get out of here now. Go, Elsa, go.
I'm not really afraid. Where am I supposed to go?
To the mountains.
The mountains?
The mountains.
Go. No one wants you here. No one wants you here.
Fine. I'm going to the mountains.
Okay, and
Steve. Wow. The snow falls light on the mountain tonight.
Wow, Elsa was really aggro. A lot more than in the movie, I think.
I think it was more realistic. I think... Yeah, you'd be a little bit more defensive of people attacking you.
Right. I think that version of Elsa does need to go to the mountains.
Yeah, she seems, seriously, she seemed very kind of on edge.
I think that's how villains are born.
That's true, Steve, because that's what she's seen as a villain. And she goes kind of steps into the role of the Ice Queen.
Oh, man. What's her name?
Elsa.
Elsa.
Ellen?
Elsa? Ellen.
Elsa?
Princess Ellen.
Look, Amanda, Ellie? What about you? What do you think? Because,
well, I think, like, the danger, I would be really scared of hurting people. And so I think I would go live in the mountains. But hindsight being what it is, and Steve, I will now reveal to you what happens is she learns to control her powers, right? So she doesn't have to, I know you're like, obviously, but she doesn't have to hide them. People can accept them, but she has to learn to sort of control them.
Does she still have to wear gloves, or she can now control them without wearing gloves?
I want to say she can control them without wearing gloves now.
Is she a child? How old is this thing? You can't tell how old they are.
Well,
in
she looks
cartoons.
Like she's like 27 in that dancing scene, but I think she's probably like 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't control anything in your life at 18. Like, you got to be late 20s, early 30s before you really figure it out.
Yeah. And I think that's the right move. She needs to go to the mountain. And I think I would go to the mountain because I just would be so scared of killing someone. And then that's going to bring shame upon my family. And then it's also going to, like, I'm going to end up in jail, like in some sort of straitjacket. They're going to study me like a Frankenstein.
You're going to put metal gloves on your hand and tie them behind your back.
Oh my God.
You said people go and visit. People do go and visit her.
Her sister goes on an adventure to find her, and that's what the movie's about, I think.
So is the movie more about the sister than the snow lady?
Pretty much.
It's an adventure. It's like a road movie, kind of, with the sister and then a snowman, a real goofy snowman, and then there's, you know, the handsome feller.
Was he like a trapper?
I think he might be.
Oh, we don't even know what he is. He's a drifter.
And he's also got like a reindeer friend.
No, is that true? You're describing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from the Harryhausen movie.
No, he's got a reindeer friend.
Yeah.
Right, Amanda?
And a bunch of misfit toys.
There's sort of a big reindeer and yes, all of that. You hit all the right beats. So is your interest peaked at all, Steve, that you might want to sit down and watch Frozen?
My interest is always peaked in these. Like, everyone I know, like, sees these and, like, really likes them. I just, whenever I sit down to watch a movie, I can never pull the trigger on an animated because it's just cartoons to me.
Yeah, I get it. Now, let me just quickly princess stuff aside because maybe that's distracting us. Let's talk about this like you're the Hulk. Okay, so you're the Hulk. You're a Mark Ruffalo type scientist or whatever.
Yeah.
At the drop of a penny, you could Hulk out and destroy and kill whoever's in like your vicinity. Should the Hulk go live on an island alone?
He should, and he does.
See? So like, why shouldn't Elsa?
Because he's a man, Amanda, because men are allowed to go live on islands.
No, but he learns to, just like Ellen, Elsa, he learns to control it, you know, by the last movie. After 10 years, he learns to control it.
Well, it takes time. Anything takes, you know, 1,200 hours or whatever.
Is that Ira Glass who said that? Right, you need to spend like 30.
That was Malcolm McDowell.
You talking about Rent?
No.
You talking about that song in Rent?
500. Which Idina Menzel was in.
Oh my God, full circle.
But no, what's the Malcolm McDowell book or whatever? Not Malcolm McDowell, 10,000
hours.
Gladwell.
It takes 10,000 hours Gladwell. To get good at something, which I think we're coming up on with the big ones.
Well, debunked.
10,000. How many hours is in a year? How many hours have
525,600 minutes.
But hours, sucker.
In minute, in
525,100 daylights.
I think you do have to go away until you can control it. I think that was the right thing for her to do, was to go and kind of take some time and hone.
Right, until you can control it. But like, I was thinking it was go away for forever, but
well, that's probably what she was doing in the meantime. But yeah, you know, I believe that she would have gotten bored at a certain point. She would have had to you know,
right,
take a day trip.
Yeah,
right.
I think you go to the mountain for 10,000 hours and then you come home, and that's
that's right,
that's my final answer.
And doesn't she get cold?
No, that's the thing. She loves the cold.
The cold never bothered her anyway.
It's just weird to go up to the snow to make more snow stuff. It's like she should go to like Hawaii and make a snow house and have total balance.
But it would melt, Steve.
She could just keep juicing it up. She's got it in her veins, man. She can just juice
Steve's
it.
Steve's going to kidnap Elsa and take her on the road like a sideshow act.
We're going to fucking Death Valley, bitch. We're going to make a snow hotel in Death Valley and make millions.
That would be great. Elsa's snow hotel.
She just has to sit behind a desk and like hold on to the walls to keep it cool.
Behind a desk. Little hotel uniform on.
Or in a basement on a little treadmill.
Okay, well, so we're all going to the mountain, right? Yeah. Is that what we decided?
To the mountain or no, Steve's going to stay and destroy the town.
No. I think I would go for a little while. I'd go and just to figure shit out.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill anybody.
Yeah.
Well, you hurt that baker.
It's like quarantine. It's basically quarantining. She's quarantining herself.
Yes, she is. And it's a lesson we should all take to heart. If Elsa can do it.
Yeah. If a snow girl can do it.
She's a snow girl.
What country are they in? Is it just a made up country?
Norway.
I don't know about that.
Yes, they are.
They are?
Yes, they're in
Norway. Do any of them have accents?
Yeah, some of them do. Maybe it is Norway. I know. My apologies.
What's it called? What's this movie called? Frozen.
Frozen.
And I'm just saying Frozen Norway. While Frozen takes place in the fictional kingdom of Arendelle, the kingdom was based on multiple locations in Norway.
Very nice.
The team behind Frozen even visited Norway to gain inspiration, and you can see Nordic influence all throughout the movie.
Yeah, inspiration. Those assholes just wanted a free trip to Norway.
I would die for
we can write it off.
Yeah, like a fun field trip to Norway with all your animation buddies. That is there anything
be
better?
That would be awesome.
That's like in the Lion King making of. I remember watching as a kid. It was like all the animators went to Africa and they just watched. They just sat there and watched stuff.
Oh, how fun would that be?
A research trip.
Yeah.
Well,
wow. I clicked on this kind of the influences of the animators, and they've got all this picture of these two Norway sisters that look a lot like Anna and Elsa.
Oh, really?
Well, in dress, not in face.
Not in the face.
Well, I mean, those faces are ridiculous.
Yeah, no one can look like that. Although I do know a couple girls on Instagram that do look like
those are filters.
Girls.
Yep, those are hard filters.
Okay, right, should we get to our listener big
ones? Yes, this is a dear big one that's come in to our big ones mailbox. Hi, Amanda and Maria, love the show. Anyway, I was visiting my hometown a few years ago, and my sister, who was also visiting, picked me up at the airport. It was early in the day, and we were both hungry, so we decided to go to our favorite diner for breakfast. When we walked in the restaurant, we noticed our grandma sitting in one of the booths eating breakfast alone. She is not a nice woman, and I've never been a big fan of hers. She is mean and super conservative and ignorant.
That's family and ignorant.
Anyway, I love saying I'm family. Not a fan of my grandma. Anyway.
I never really got it.
My sister and I were not in the mood to see her or, God forbid, have to eat breakfast with her. We thought about leaving the restaurant, but we were also hungry and looking forward to eating there, so we decided to stay. It is a pretty big restaurant, so we figured we'd be seated far away from her and she would never even know we were there. Unfortunately, opposite happened. We were seated just a few booths behind her. Her back was facing us, so she didn't see us sitting down. And thankfully, the booths were tall, so we didn't have to worry about her turning around and seeing us. Long story short, we never went up to say hi to her. And actually, when she left, we walked right by our booth but didn't look over.
God, this is heartbreaking.
We turned our heads and stayed absolutely silent and still. When we went home and told our parents and other sister about this encounter, they were horrified that we didn't say hi to our grandma. Yeah, I question if I should feel bad about this decision. What would you guys do if you saw someone you'd rather not see at a restaurant? I understand she is family, so maybe that means we should have said hi. I don't know. Hope you're doing well. Love, Pancake.
pancake.
I mean, this one's interesting because I've definitely done both. I've said hi to people I didn't want to see at restaurants because sometimes you just have to run into the fire and like get it out of the way first thing. And I've avoided people.
But never your grandma.
Never my grandma.
Grandma. But, oh my God. Yeah. I picture like the sweetest little old lady in a booth, but they're describing her like she's just got swastika tattoos and shit.
I mean, I could totally imagine this being an aunt or something or like a cousin, but there's something so... like a grandma being someone that you aren't a fan of is just so interesting.
Yeah, I think you should have said hi. I definitely think you should have said hi. You know, unless she's a horrible person, like where she's.
Yeah,
like,
I need more details on how horrible she is.
But I think you should have said hi, just because she probably would have really liked that. Maybe. If I know your grandma.
It's tough because if you truly don't like your grandma, like this person and their sibling. And also the one thing where I will side with the person who writes in is it was them and their sister. So it's not like it's just one person's opinion. It's like they both don't like grandma enough to ghost, like ignore her. There must be something wrong with grandma.
I love that you do not like your grandma at all, but you also love that restaurant so much that you're willing to fucking sit behind her.
That's the hard part, is that you guys sat there and kind of hid from her, where that's like, it makes me feel bad for grandma, but she'll never know what she doesn't know. But I do feel bad for grandma.
I mean, how do we know grandma wasn't avoiding them?
That's true too.
I don't think grandma was.
I there's so much more I want to know. I want to know what restaurant this was. what grandma did.
What did grandma do? Done.
It's just also so funny that they told their parents and siblings and that they were just shocked that they...
Ignored. And guess what? We saw grandma and completely blew her off.
I think if it's family like that, you have to say hi. I just like think there's a lot. I mean,
I do too.
Especially if your parents were like, wait, you didn't even say hi. It sounds like, you know, they're still, she's not so horrible that no one wants her in their lives. We need to know more about grandma. Okay. So if you could write back and just give us what grandma's done, for God's sakes. Well, Steve, this has been illuminating, to say the least. Where can people find you? What do you have? Anything you want people you want to be found?
Instagram at Steve Agee, all one word.
Great, great. And you can
you can find me in Vancouver if you're up here, but I won't go eat with you.
Oh, we know. All right, that. Maybe an outdoor hang. What about a park hang or something like that?
Maybe. Not on a weekend. It's too crowded. All but a weekday, okay, sure.
Like at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. Some sort of walk.
Yeah, that's good.
And you can email us at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. Please send in your dear big ones or your big, big ones if you have a big idea that we need. If you got one of your big ideas, we'll look at it. And you can tweet us, thebigonespod, on Twitter. Steve, thanks so much for being on. This is always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. My pleasure.
And thanks so much for listening to
The Big One.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.